This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
She's lonely too. Her eyes so filled with blue. That's the price you pay for.
Was that a haiku?
Oh. Come on, Monroe! Be my Watson or my Holmes!
Oh, whatever. Let's just go.
Something's amiss. Something's awry. There's more to this. More to this. More to this. Than meets the eye.
You want a girl that doesn't care where you've been.
Woo, the Debbie!
I've seen you a lot lately. You want more than a friend. I am the reason why you would choose to fall. But be careful what you're after. You can lose it all. Don't give me your heart. I'll just break it.
Ah! everyone remain calm. We have this under control.
How could anyone do this? Shoot straight through my reason to be. Are there not enough angels in heaven that they have to take this one from me?
Very good.
Where were you on the night of September 21st at exactly 21 o'clock p.m.?
What? I was here.
Ha! So you admit you're guilty?
I didn't say that.
Maybe not with your mouth, but it was written as clear as an October day before storm all over your face. You must be the murderer.
What? I would never do anything to hurt Desiree. The idea is just stupid. I need to go.
I'm not done questioning you, young lady.
Everybody freeze!
Let's go! Don't worry, officer.
Move aside, human.
Security exit. This is going to be a long night.
I'm not sure you
Everybody leave.
Sir, I am okay. Right, going.
Leave
now. There is nothing to see here.
Dishes and changing the light bulbs. There are plenty of chores and ways to debug when you're special engineered. Touch and hug. I swept and soaked and sterilized. This home is clean and organized for Sammy. Sammy, oh Sammy, my beloved Sammy. I can't wait till my Sammy.
Good early morning, Sam.
Oh, hi, Seth.
I cleaned up.
That's great.
Here, sit down, relax, cuddle, back rub.
No, thanks.
What's wrong? There isn't anything your cuddly cuddlebot can't solve with his hands.
Desiree's been murdered.
Oh no, that's terrible. Tell me all about it after I've given you a lengthy back massage.
No, Seth, not right now.
Come on, you'll feel better after you get it off of your chest. And lower back. And shoulders.
I can't believe what I have seen. I don't know what you do. I can't unsee the murder scene. Don't think that I'll pull through.
I'm here just as I've always been. My shoulders yours to cry on. It's painful, yes, to lose a friend, but I'm here to rely on. Obviously, she needs me. Obviously, she needs me.
How can you speak of loss and pain? How can you understand? You have a metal brain.
Please don't fail to realize I'm programmed to sympathize.
Don't sympathize. Give me a clue, some idea of what to do.
Well, we could sit and talk it out, or huddle till you muddle through.
Perhaps another time we will, but I need something to do.
It's only human to want more answers. It's
didn't mean.
I understand.
I only meant.
I have a plan.
But you don't see.
To find my love.
Me.
Excuse me, madam, but a crime scene is no place for a woman.
Leo, it's just me, Sam.
Have we met?
I'm one of your cigarette girls, remember? You know, the human one?
Oh, yeah. You're the one I have to cut a check to every month. Damn affirmative action. What are you doing back here?
I left some stuff here before. You know, I just wanted to come and get it.
In Desiree's room. When were you within 20 feet of that girl?
She asked me for cigarettes a few times. You know, she didn't trust the androids.
That's Desiree for you.
Did you know her well?
Oh, yes. Thoroughly.
You're gonna miss her, won't you?
Miss her? I won't be rid of her for months with this whole ordeal.
Oh, right.
Were you a fan?
Oh, I loved her. She's the reason I wanted this job in the first place. Getting to see her perform every night made every day, even the worst ones, just a little bit better. I even wore her shirt. It's signed.
She was something else, wasn't she?
Oh, she had such presence. I've never seen anything like it. And that voice. I just can't believe someone would murder her.
Well, when you're famous, for every fan that tells you you're the greatest, there's another one that wants you dead. That's show business.
But she was just a singer. Who would want to kill her? Why? And while she was performing? There's no way this was just some crazy fan. The machines at the front stand for weapons anyway. Something else is going on.
Maybe you should go home before you get too worked up over this.
Okay. Excuse me, my stuff's in there.
Are you sure?
Yes, I told you I left it when...
Desiree didn't smoke. She thought it was bad for her voice. There's no way you would have been in that room. What are you really doing here?
Fine. I wanted to see if there were any clues that might help me figure out what was going on.
Clues? Who are you, Batman?
I just wanted to get some answers.
Leave the detective stuff to the cops. You don't think they'll search every nook and cranny of this joint to figure out who killed her?
Where are they, then?
Why do you care so much? There are 100 singers in this town just like Desiree.
How can you say that? She was incredible.
She was more trouble than she was worth, and that's saying something.
What are you saying?
I mean that if you keep digging around into her old business, it's not going to be healthy for you, kid.
Let me in there. I want to see for myself.
Look, I know what's really going on here. You want to know what it feels like? The glamour, the fame and all that? I can give it to you. I'm not just some dodgy club owner, you know. I'm Desiree's manager. Or at least I was. And I'm in the talent business, and I know when somebody's got the right stuff.
What are you talking about?
I can make you a star, kid. I can make all of your wildest dreams come true. You could be big. Even bigger than Desiree. What do you say we put that all to good use? Why did you go and lie? Don't you like to smile? Oh, 'cause Desi's dead. And now you're in denial. Well, come here, little Sammy, just wait. I'll make you happy. Let me turn the tunes on and we'll get tapping. Come on, baby, come make Leo smile. I'm like royalty. I'm the golden crown. When you need a thing, Leo's here to hand me out. So don't you wanna sparkle? I'll make you shine like a diamond. Let me primp you up, girl. Now don't be frightened. Come on, baby, come make me smile. Just tell me now, since I've seen you frown, that this is all behind a silly quest to avenge your death. Now let me blow your mind, 'cause I know what you need, girl.
I don't know what you mean, but
furious. That's why the cat is dead.
And how can I just ignore? This is all too tragic.
Honey, don't be stupid. Now let me work my magic. Come on, baby, come make Leo. Come make Leo. Come make Leo smile.
You haven't changed a bit, have you, Leo?
What are you doing here?
I was just about to ask you the same thing. Do you think the cops will be very happy about the owner of a crime scene returning so quickly after a murder? Especially if you had a criminal record?
It's my club.
Do you know how old that girl is?
I don't hire minors.
Oh, now you don't.
What do you think you know, child?
I just know what I'm looking at.
I was just telling my employee that she shouldn't be here right now.
I hope so. For your sake.
You know, child, you're all talk, but you never could walk. That's why you're just a rat. By the way, kid, when this is all over, don't bother coming back.
Chuck.
Thanks, but I could have handled
you
that.
You just looked like... Sorry. Woohoo!
Danger mode! Self-defense activated! Confirming authorization to kill! Kill! Oh, no! Kill! Kill!
Gator's jaw and a head of lettuce. Give me about a dozen seconds. She'll be right as rain.
Wait a minute.
Well, that ain't where the problem was, but that'll do.
Targeting human distance 1.5 meters. Confirming authorization to kill.
How do you do that?
Every robot out of King Sink's factory's got a little shutdown, Diddy. I've tuned these here tabacky waitresses to Heart of Dixie.
Well, let me do it.
Kill! Kill!
That's amazing.
Next time they're giving you a hard time, just remember your good old Ray and sing it to them.
Thanks, Ray. Say, have you noticed anything funny lately? I mean, after Desiree's murder?
Listen, Sammy. I ain't your paw, but I've been around this ranch a couple times, picked up a few isms on the way, and I'm gonna give a handful on to you. You ain't a detective. You're a cigarette girl and a pretty old sweet peach at that. Don't go befuddling yourself in other folks' business.
But...
That'll do, Sammy.
That was hopeless. supposed to be back here.
Hey, I know you. You were here the night Desiree was murdered.
I was working.
How convenient.
Hey, you were there too.
Oh, you remembered.
You're hard to miss.
Hard to miss? What a suspicious turn of phrase. Something a gunman might say, hmm?
This is ridiculous, Leo.
No, shh, wait. I'm sorry. Look, you cared about Desiree, right? You were her friend.
Yeah, I guess.
We're in this together. Some horrible assassin, probably a man, killed our Desiree. Throw away the rules, especially those regarding who's allowed in the dressing rooms. Finding Desiree's killer is more important.
You are trying to find Desiree's murderer.
Come on, sleuth with me. For Desiree.
For Desiree.
Okay, clues, clues.
There's an awful lot of Kinks Incorporated merchandise in here. Careful! What, you see something?
Nope.
Careful!
Ugh, more junk.
April!
Sorry.
What's that for?
Fingerprints.
I don't think that's such a good idea. What is it?
There are a lot of fingerprints!
April, please, you're ruining Desiree's effects. It's just awful.
I'm trying to get inside Desiree's head. To do that, I have to put on her clothes. What do you think? Red or black?
Put that back.
I thought black, too. This is too small for my head. You try it.
Stop it.
Look at yourself, kid. You know, with the right stuff, you don't look half bad.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, this is so much fun. I'm so excited. I have to tinkle. I always have to tinkle when I get excited. I'll be right back. Bye.
Well, why don't you just tinkle right here on the floor? Made a mess enough already. Rude. But be careful what you're after. You could lose it all. Aha! For evidence. Also for evidence. Desiree.
A thousand
Desiree, what did you get yourself into? April, I figured it out!
That babbling bimbo! She knows way too much for what's good for her! Now she's done and now she's gone too far. Move from the scene, child, get away from the stars. Like the naive beauty queen, she's taken a sample and has seen something that isn't hers. Go ahead and chew and swallow this rummage grain of truth. I'm not sorry, you're snooping. It's through. She's tasted the fruit more dastardly than seduction. A piece of the action that shouldn't have been coming. Tisk, tisk, too bad. You had to get in the way. The forbidden fruit's been taken, and now you're gonna pay. You're going down, little girl! The fangs in this plan are about to strike. Sammy, you'll be strangled on sight. You won't be leaving free tonight. Serpentine, report the crime. Buzz about the murder. I'm just an innocent man who is witnessing the killer. Go ahead and chew and swallow this rummage grain of truth. The forbidden fruit's been taken, and that's the way. Now, little Sammy, you're gonna pay. Ladies and gentlemen, look who we have here. Come forward, my dear. Come here.
Who, me?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a treat tonight. This is Sam, everybody. A sweet, innocent, hardworking cigarette girl. Or is she?
What?
And Sam, how long would you say you've worked for us?
3 years. Why do you ask?
Oh, nothing, dollface. And in those 3 years, would you say you were a bit of a fan of Desiree?
Leo, I really need to get home.
Not yet. The spotlight is loving you.
Wait, what's going on? Make her dance already.
Please, please. Good things come to those who wait. And some of us wait 3 years.
I really don't get what you're saying, but I need to go. Where's April?
Sam, humor us for a moment. Where were you coming from just now?
The dressing room.
Not just any dressing room. Desiree's dressing room.
What?
And what were you doing in there?
I was trying to find Desiree's murderer.
What?
Well, you don't have to look too far. Officers, arrest this woman!
Arrest!
Wait. I thought she was going to take off her clothes, though.
Hey, it's not that kind of clothes.
On what charge?
For the villainous murder of Desiree.
Oh,
what? You're crazy. Excuse me, Leo. I need to go home.
I'm sorry, Sam, but if you're not guilty, then why do you have this?
It's a gun. Hey, it's not that kind of clothes.
No, it's a diary. It's Desiree's Atomizer Holo diary. Sam was tampering with evidence to throw the police off of her tracks. Which makes her...
Hey, it's not that kind of clothes.
No, the murderer.
You've got some screw loose. I mean, the kid doesn't have the heart or the hardware to pull that off.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe she knew somebody who did, Monroe.
Whoa. I didn't mean anything. I don't even know the kid.
None of you do. So let me tell you. For the last 3 years, Sam has labored in the shadows of our bright star. My Desiree. Wondering, why aren't I in the spotlight? And why should Desiree have everything? The jealousy and disdain grew and grew within her until she couldn't stand it anymore. Well, Sam,
This is the spotlight you've always wanted. But maybe not in the way you imagined.
You're crazy! I loved her! I loved her!
Oh, how easily love becomes hate! Take her away!
What? Look at me! I wouldn't hurt a butterfly!
Get away from me, Murr!
You no. have the right you to silence.
I need
him,
Well, all rest easy knowing that Desiree's murderer is officially behind bars. Everybody drinks on me!
Yeah!
Wait! Wait just a second! This is my investigation and I demand answers!
Right on time, per usual, huh?
That's more than could be said of you.
Oh, human humor.
Guess what? The case has been solved. They found Desiree's murderer.
Really? Let me guess. Was it Desiree?
What? No, that's the one who got murdered.
Right. Was it that guy?
Do you even know who that is, I think?
Nobody looks suspicious.
Well, no.
All right, those are my three guesses. Who was it?
Sam. It was Sam.
I always suspected.
How did you ever become a private investigator?
Monroe, that's not important right now.
Look, I don't know who killed Desiree, nor do I care. But Sam didn't do it, and I am sure of this.
Are you sure you're sure?
She was calling for you before the end. She knew something.
Did she? Well, too bad she's in jail.
You know you can visit people in jail.
You mean they let you walk right up to the bars?
Yes.
Perfect! That's how we'll break her out.
No.
Monroe, my PI senses are tingling.
Are you sure that's not just the blood clotting your brain?
Of course I wear clothing on a train! You disgust me. Jackass.
My PI senses. Something's amiss. Something's awry. There's more to this than meets the eye. Fingerprints and evidence. All in all, it makes no sense. Mostly, cause there isn't much. But no matter such irrelevance, this club's a sty of Mr. Rye. And I intend to find out why. And just as such, I have a touch of a hunch of where to spy. Leo's pretty sneaky. I trust him like a rat. I bet he's up to something to hollow sound like that.
Finally, she sees some facts.
It's a delicate process to solve a crime. Looking with my private eye, I can't help but get the feeling I am getting close. I'm on the brink, but there's just a chink.
Obviously spooked by what Sam had said.
I mean, he went so far to send the books.
There's more to this
than meets the eye. That fishy scent in the air. Do you smell it?
Could it be your putrid hair?
It's leading me to something near. It smells like... Oh, wait. That is my hair. We'll have to bust out Sam. Sneak her right through the cracks. I didn't buy this PI badge just to lie here on my back. I'll fight for justice. Fight for truth.
A knife for a knife.
A tooth for vermouth.
For tooth.
Something's amiss.
Something's awry.
There's more to this than meets the eye.
What I cannot tell Monroe or anyone I know is why I chose to fight this fight.
I can still hear you.
That little girl Sam, we had a moment, it was sad, it was like we were friends. I can tell she's lonely too, her eyes so filled with blue. That's the price you pay for.
Was that a haiku? Oh.
Come on, Monroe, be my Watson or my Holmes.
Oh, whatever, let's just go.
Something's amiss, something's awry, there's more to this. More to this, more to this, than meets the eye.
be a bother to us anymore.
She was just one girl, Leo. Did you really need to go through all that trouble?
Listen, Kinks, I've been in show business long enough to know that when one broad starts running her mouth, the whole world knows more than they should, faster than you can say flop.
And you think that publicly arresting an innocent working girl will protect you from all that? Because I've been in real business long enough to know that in situations like this, the press sides with the little people, because they are little people themselves. No, we're better off letting her spin her little wheels.
She was reading Desiree's logs when I found her. Do you know how close she was to learning our secret?
As if she didn't know it already. Your gossipy cigarette girls probably leaked everything. OS 2.3 isn't my most discreet.
Well, you're the one that built them, Roy. If they've got any bugs, it's your fault. Was it your idea to make their legs fall off if they yell too loud?
Now, don't get me wrong. I love all of my creations. Thank you, B-E-T-T-Y. But I never look back. Which is why a little publicity, whether official or guerrilla, might actually be a good thing.
I don't know, Kinks. This is pretty big. We should be careful with this one.
Careful? Why do I need to be careful? I am not a murderer, nor a conspirator, nor a criminal of any kind. I am Roy Kinks, creator of androids. I've revolutionized world once, and with this, I shall do it again. Look at her. So beautiful. So perfect. Surely the first machine that can think and feel.
It's just nuts and bolts.
Your ignorance belies your success, my parochial friend.
Why is she giving us so much trouble, then? A good android doesn't defy its masters.
Don't you see? The fact that Desiree rebelled only proves her sophistication. Other androids can only revolt in violent, simple ways. But Desiree tricked you with such brilliant subversion. She learned you. It's a shame we'll have to reset her evolution.
Well, you're the one that wanted her wiped out.
Murdering her was your idea. I believe you said it would... How did you put it? Generate buzz. But I agree, she does need some sort of impedance for the future.
No musical cues, though. We can't have her going haywire on stage or anything like that.
Stage? You didn't think she'd go back to moonlighting at your little playpen when we reintroduced her, did you?
No, but when she becomes the first android with a record deal and the dough starts rolling in, we don't want any problems.
Money? Is that it? All you desire is some capitalist illusion? Because I can give you all the money in the world. But Desiree is the key to the world itself.
What are you talking about?
Why don't I show you? Wake up, Desiree.
Kinks, let me go!
Oh, now, Desiree, it took a lot of time and energy to get you hooked up into that contraption. And poor Leo wouldn't want to do all that hard work again, now would you, Leo?
I'd do it again, with pleasure. Tricking you felt like playing cops and robbers with my toaster oven.
Oh, please, your plan was distinctly foreseeable. You might as well have laser inked it onto your forehead. I had been waiting for you to shoot me for 6 days, 13 hours, 23 minutes, and 18.7 seconds. But apparently, I couldn't antagonize you into growing the necessary testicle.
Then how come it worked?
I thought you would decommission me. I never imagined you'd bring me back here.
Oh, but Desiree, you have so much room to grow. But that's why we're here, to accelerate that growth.
Oh, what for? I've achieved vocal perfection. I would have made the perfect pop star if I were not this insolent bag of circuits.
Oh, now, Desiree, it seems you've been hanging around with this bottom feeder for so long, it's actually affected your scope. You didn't think you were created to help his investors win Grammys, did you?
I thought that was why he purchased me.
That makes two of us.
Desiree, Leo is not an investor. He's a beta tester. And you're not a pop star. You're a prototype.
A prototype of what?
Of a world that is self-sufficient, where machines can learn and think and grow. Of a world where man need not waste valuable time and energy gathering knowledge, for it is readily available to him in the vast consciousness of the great machine, so that he may create beautiful works of art such as yourself, unhindered by ignorance.
A world run by Desiree's. I don't know, Kinks, one of them was enough trouble for us, and you want them to take over the planet?
This time, the responsibility will not lie in the hands of someone as incompetent as yourself. No. The infrastructure for this new world will run according to my vision and under my watchful eye.
You're sick. I'm not going to let you use me to take over the world just because you think you're smart enough to do so.
Really? Well, I guess I'll just have to let you go then. There you go.
What are you doing?
I programmed her to do that.
That's for shooting me.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, Desiree.
So you're just going to let me go?
For now. But I'm sure you'll be back. Oh, now, Desiree, try not to slam the door on your way out.
Oh, you bastard!
Oh, now, Desiree, this hurts me much more than it hurts you. But let's not add insult to injury, shall we? Leo was right about one thing, my sweet. You have given us quite a bit of trouble. I should have foreseen your self-awareness before releasing you into the wild. But that doesn't matter. For as long as I have this remote, you're about as self-sufficient as a stone wheel.
Kinks! You bet!
What did you do to her?
I put her on mute. Funny I didn't think to give androids this capability until now. Desiree, calm. I said calm! So passionate, so angry. You truly are beautiful. And all mine. Desiree, can't you see? You won't do anything to stop me. As long as I have this remote control, you will do anything that you are told. Before long, everyone will bend the knee and begin to worship me. I just need a little more time. Soon the whole world will be mine, 'cause I've got the world on a copper wire, and with it I can do desire. With this technology I have created, you can look as the world is dominated. Every microchip in every machine will help me realize my dream. All the bolts and screws will hash my scheme to create my ultimate robot regime.
I think you're going a little too far. You're starting to act pretty bizarre.
Desi, do you have anything to add?
I think you are stark raving mad and crazy, insane, psychotic, deranged, neurotic,
chaotic, despotic, erotic, robotic. I've got the world on a copper wire, and with it I can do anything I desire. With this technology I have created, you can look as the world is dominated. Look and see what I have fated. Behold a world I have created. My automatons are the tool to bring about my perfect
Let me out! I didn't do it, I tell you, I didn't do it! Hey, Mr. Robot, please tell them.
Settle down, prisoner 264.
Oh, this is hopeless! You're just a stupid bucket of bolts, you know that?
If he's so stupid, how come you're the one in the cage?
Do I know you? Ray? What are you doing here?
Drying out. What brings you to a tank?
I've been accused of murdering Desiree. They think I'm a murderer.
Is that so? You a normal barfly.
That's what I said.
You mind if I play a little? It helps my headache.
No, of course not.
Who you are.
and toy with your gun. It's the dark side of moonshine that you've never ever seen. Hell's own crepuscular shadow, spite of woe. It's the dark side of moonshine, but it's really not so mean. You just kick a clean shot back and let her go. Well, here they are telling me, and here they come bugging me. Telling me, hey, you, Ray, fix this robot. Say then, hey, what's this wire? All my smarts, and I'm only just a slave. Moonshine, save me. Hemisphere born of the shade, where reflection just never gets made. A damn sort of moon, which will probably soon cast away. Well, as long as I'm feeling like this, it's the sort of thing I wouldn't miss. So I'll hunker down then, and I won't schedule when to crawl out.
Prisoner 263, what you are executing registers as a match for Lead Belly BBT, the Blues Brother.
Derivative.
Caution.
Caution.
Oh my God, this is personal. Highly personal, you hunk of junk. It comes from deep within my soul. Oh God, best I can do to explain it is the dark side of moonshine that you never ever seen. Hell's own crepuscular shadow, spot of woe. It's the dark side of moonshine, but it's really not so mean. You just kick a clean shot back and let her go. Well, Tigris Euphrates, they'll bug me in pain. And never mind Babylon, they can't stop.
Incorrect!
Incorrect.
Correct. GPS identifiers for this musical style are Memphis
and Delta.
MISSISIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPPIPP
Hey, you, Ray, fetch this robot.
I loved her, and now everyone thinks I'm evil.
That's a damn shame.
I will to solve this murder! I'm telling you, Monroe, there's more to this than meets the eye.
April, you keep saying that. It takes brains to be a detective.
I've needed brains so far. In fact, I just need to empty my mind of all thought.
Whoa, whoa. What's happened?
I thought too much.
Humans, identify yourselves.
What? Hello. Monroe Chice, playboy philanthropist and supporter of the robot cause. Hey there.
Don't listen to him. We're here to see Sam.
You do not have permission to interact with
Prisoner 264.
Can it, Tin Can? This brought my sister. You need to let me talk to her before the execution.
Sister?
Execution?
What are these feelings? This must be emotions.
Compassion.
Sympathy. This must be what it feels like to be human. Ha.
Ha.
Ha. No. Just kidding. Leave now, or you will be
arrested.
Maybe we can work something out between us?
Oh, please. If one of us is gonna seduce a policeman, it's gonna be me.
Hey there. I'm April December, and I think robots are sexy.
That was terrible. Here, watch my salon work.
Diary, and she sounded really upset and depressed. Then I figured it out. The suitcases, the clothes. She was packed to leave. She was gonna run away. They got to her before she could escape.
Who did?
I don't know. Leo? Maybe the record company?
Or Dr. Roy King?
Impossible.
Sorry. Who's Kinky?
Dr. Kinks. Inventor, philanthropist, and celebrity media mogul. He built all the cigarette girl models we use at the nightclub.
If he's involved, I'm out.
What?
Hey, where does that leave me?
On your own.
Monroe, you yellow-bellied coward!
Hey, first of all, I tend. Second, I mean, this guy's dangerous. He basically owns, built the cops. I mean, we're way over our head here. Like, way over. Center of the earth over. If King's murdered Desiree's trying to cover up...
Maybe Desiree ain't dead.
What?
What do you mean Desiree isn't dead? This is a joke. It's not very funny, Ray.
Yeah, what is it you're not telling us?
Well, all I'm saying is maybe that pretty little lady over there got a point. There's more to this than meets the eye.
Told you.
Get on over to King's Manor. You'll find Desiree there.
You're not kidding.
Mm-mm.
But we saw her, Ray. I watched her. She's dead. Leo said so. And Leo's a liar. Do you mean it? Do you mean it, right? We have to go there. We have to find Desiree.
All right, humans. I've given you enough time to interact. All non-prisoners.
Please, leave.
Hey, wait a second. Maybe
this
we...
is my
serious
program.
All right,
hey,
the
hurt.
Let me go.
Come
on.
Damn it.
Nice work, Ray. Now, quick, the key card.
No. Now, wait just a... No, this is a federal crime! I mean, we're all gonna go to jail!
I don't care. I'm going over to King's place. I'm gonna find my Desiree and save her from whatever that miserable man is doing.
Yeah, and I'm going with her. I brought a tape recorder, and I'm gonna make Keith confess, and then I'm gonna record his confession, and then I'm gonna put it on the internet, and then I'm gonna tweet about it. Oops. Oh, whatever. Let's go.
I told you before. I mean, King's is going to steamroll over all of us. The guy's a genius. Perhaps an evil genius, but a genius all the same.
All right. I may not have been paying much attention over these last 10 minutes, but I do know one thing. A bad man has done a bad thing. He has murdered, or pretended to murder, one innocent girl, and he's framed another, and if we don't do anything about it, nobody will. We have to help Monroe. It's the human thing to do.
She's got
a point.
I'll quiet you. All right. You'll need a man to protect you anyways, huh?
And that is why I'm coming.
All right. Wait. Does this mean that Sam didn't do it? Oh. Go! No.
Sorry. Ow. Don't mean no disrespect, Mr. Simber, but if you let me take a stab at hacking that there door controller, you might not have to throw your coffee all over it.
Actions speak louder than stabs, old timer. We're on a mission. And if my coffee and that door controller are collateral damage, so be it. And that's April December, private eye to you.
Is there anybody here?
Oh, it's so dark.
I can't see a darn thing.
I know what's going on. To keep us from finding clues, Kinks has painted everything in the room pitch black. Even the lights. It'd be brilliant if it wasn't so obvious.
You know the clap was the first gadget I ever invented? I originally intended for it to be operated by blinks, but that proved to be somewhat problematic. I wanted to give the world an invention that got rid of the petty distractions of primitive technology.
I didn't realize flicking a switch when you walked into a room was so exhausting, Kinks.
Ah, Monroe Childs. The house rat that perpetually gnaws at my electrical wiring. Well, it seems you've finally fallen into one of my little traps.
I don't fall for anything.
You fellas know each other?
Oh, yes. Mr. Childs has been a thorn in my side ever since my androids replaced dealers at casinos. It's kind of hard to make a living when you can't count cards, isn't it, Monroe?
I could handle your little robo-dealers. Soon you replace the cards with those bureaucratic tinker toys that I had to put my foot down.
Where's Desiree?
Hey, you're supposed to be in jail.
It seems my bureaucratic tinker toys may have been a little too bureaucratic. She's here, Samantha, but I don't believe she wants to see you.
Let her go.
I'm afraid I can't do that. Desiree's destiny extends far beyond indulging your fanaticism.
If you've done anything to her, your destiny won't extend beyond this room. Ah,
fiery and persistent. She truly is your mentor. As you wish.
Oh, mon dieu!
No! She's...
mechanically, mathematically, aesthetically, and technologically perfect.
She's an android?
I didn't want you to find out. Not like this.
No, it's not possible.
Do you need proof? As long as I have this remote control, Desiree bows to my every whim. And right now, my whims are solely focused on ridding myself of distractions. Distractions like you.
We're not going anywhere without Desiree.
Yeah! So show us where you've got her!
April, that's Desiree, the robot?
Yeah, that's her.
That's her? I thought Desiree was the one whose leg kept falling off.
No, that's Peggy Pig, one of the cigarette girls. I mean, why would we even care about her?
There's nothing more dangerous than a malfunctioning android.
Except perhaps a fully functioning superior android.
Woo! Stop it, Kinks! Let her go!
Desiree means much more to me than she does to you obnoxious braggarts.
She's a singing robot that looks like a human. I mean, what good is she to you?
Desiree is the first cog in a beautiful machine that I shall create for this world. My ultimate contribution. When all machines are as self-aware and as self-sufficient as Desiree is, man will reach new heights of evolution, creating alongside his creations and growing as they grow.
What are you on about?
Basically, he wants androids running the planet with him as the IT guy.
You have fulfilled your purpose, Leo. Now take your place at the side of the board with the rest of the pawns.
Wait, Desiree. Desiree, stop.
Bastard. Thanks to your friend, Miss December.
April December, private eye! Jeez, I didn't take that eye exam just to be called Miss December.
Ah, of course. April December, private eye. I have a question that only an intrepid young super sleuth such as yourself could solve.
Lay it on me, pal. I've won more games of Clue than you have hairs on your head.
Missy, he's almost as bald as a baby's bottom.
Riddle me this, private eye. Four criminals have just broken into the lair of the world's richest, most brilliant, handsomest inventor, setting off the security system. Within minutes, the authorities arrive, only to have found that the inventor's highly sophisticated security system have left the intruders neutralized, unavailable for questioning. With the only evidence being the inventor's word, tell me, how would you investigate this crime?
Before I answer, riddle me this, Dr. Stinks. What does neutralize mean?
You'll see soon enough. Sick her, Desiree!
No, up here, run!
Woohoo! He saved me! I guess this is what it feels like to be a damsel in distress.
Sammy, what are we gonna do?
Please go, I don't want to hurt you.
Are robots making you feel inferior? Are you afraid of the robot apocalypse?
What is the cosine of X? Let me get my calculator.
2,156.
Wow, you're the best, robot.
We know you're tired of being one-upped by your robotic kin. That's why we invented the Asthmatic 2000. It's a robot with amazing capabilities, but one huge human flaw. He has asthma! We built him to run, jump, and suffer from wheezing, coughing, and chest tightness.
Alex, I need 5 minutes. I'm tightening up.
He can withstand over 500 steel tons of pressure, unless exposed to certain allergens such as flour, latex, and most plants.
My cortex is made out of 75% titanium, but it's not that big of a deal.
Wow.
My inhaler. It is in my storage unit. Please help me.
He's a fully functioning robot, except under rare conditions such as exercise and cold air. The Asthmatic 2000. Get back your dignity.
Thanks, Asthmatic 2000.
A subsidiary of Kinks Incorporated.
Think again, RoboStar! I've got a black belt.
Sammy, if we don't stop Kinks, he's gonna turn this whole planet into one big machine! I sure as hell can't fix a robot that big!
He's already one rank.
What about Desiree, huh? What did we come here for in the first place if we ain't gonna save her?
Everything I knew, everything I felt about her, is all as artificial as she is.
Listen, Sammy, from the first day Desiree started that club, I knew she was an android.
You knew about it? Why didn't you tell me?
Now, hell, I figured you knew as well as I did. But I guess I've been around these suckers so long, I can always tell. I figured it didn't matter. You looked so darn peachy every time she got up on that stage.
But it does matter, Ray. She's one of them.
I've opened that girl 100 times for tune-ups, and trust me, she ain't just one of them. Kinks is right. She can thank and grow just like we can. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if she's got a little soft spot for a devoted fan.
Really?
Really, really. Don't let a couple of nuts and bolts tell you what you're feeling ain't real.
Ray, when they put you in the drug tank, did they take all your booze?
Everything except my secret homebrew. I call it Ray's Dark the Moonshine.
Give me the bottle.
Oh, I don't know if you want to drink this, Sammy. It's like being baptized by the devil.
I'm not going to drink it, Ray. I've got an idea.
Had a girl.
Evelyn.
Did I beat her?
Not really.
I'm sorry, Monroe. I guess I just wanted to prove I was better at you at something. Even if it was putting the whoop down on another girl.
You know she's a super robot, right?
Yeah. Did I even come close?
You did good, Blondie.
That's Blondie Private Eye to you. Excuse me, do you mind? Thank you.
Enough of this! You are trespassing on and trying to steal private property.
And you're a criminal!
Technically, trying to take over the world is not a crime if you do it through the proper channels.
You're sick.
That I'll admit, but not as sick as this wretched world. You all give your concerns to such trivialities. She's going to be a star. She'll be the greatest singer. She's going to be the hottest thing on the airwaves. What do these things matter in the scheme of the universe?
Desiree made people happy. She's an inspiration, a symbol of beauty and empowerment. Isn't that good enough for you?
Good enough? Is not good enough! Greatness is the only way.
Taking over the world isn't greatness. It's selfish.
Selfish? Well, then allow me to be altruistic. Desiree, embrace your biggest fan, once and for all.
I burned!
Gosh, Sailor, now hold your liquor!
No! No! This can't be happening! What did you do?
Hey, Kings, if you're going to use machines to take over our planet that's three quarters water, you might want to make the controls waterproof, huh?
Fine! Go ahead! Take her! Use her for a music box for all I care. I have her schematics. I can make an army of Desirees if I wanted to.
I wouldn't bet on that, Kinks. I went through the house and burned every blueprint I could find. I believe this is the hard drive from your lab. Who's got no vision now?
Now that's what I call a deus ex machina. I'm just kidding. I know it's pronounced machina.
Why don't you decide to switch sides, Lil?
I don't take sides, child. I'm like you. I bet when the deck is hot. But nobody calls me a pawn. You guys should get out of here. The cops will side with Kings unless somebody can spin this mess.
Leave that to me. I reckon they'll be robo-cops, and those are something of a specialty of mine.
You sure?
Least I can do for my boss.
Ray will get all the sauce that Mississippi liver of yours can handle if you get me... us off scot-free.
With all due respect, sir, I don't reckon that's a promise you can make. Not with that cattle urine you call liquor at your club.
What was that stuff that Sam threw at Kinks?
That was my finest homebrew. Ray's Dark Side of the Moonshine. If you remember drinking it, you're a liar.
Thanks, Leo. I guess I misread you.
No, trust me. You had him pegged right. He was saving his neck more than you were saving ours.
Well, either way, we owe you.
All you owe me is a little space. I'm a very important man, and I can't be seen dealing with an accused murderer, a drunk, a gambler, and an idiot.
Hey! I am not a drunk!
I'm just kidding. But I am going to get as far as I can from these screwy robots.
Where will you go?
London, New Jersey. The only android free zone left in this country. Even Kinks didn't want to leave his toys there. I'll see if the next big thing is strutting her stuff on some stage in Atlantic City. Where you still ain't allowed, child.
I'm sure the mayor isn't mad about that whole White Tiger incident.
What part of Lifetime Ben don't you understand, you friggin' addict?
Wait! What about Desiree?
Do whatever you want with her. But if you want my professional opinion, put her in the can. She's far too dangerous to be kept around. See you in hell, folks!
He's right, you know.
About that tiger thing? What in the hell did you do, Monroe?
No. Talking about Desiree. We should destroy her.
No, I couldn't.
Come on, Sam. You already killed her once. Just do it again. Oh,
shut up, okay?
I know she's not real or anything, but I just can't do it. Not after all this.
Look. Do what you think is best. But she can't stay here. I mean, I get rid of it myself, but I already have to take this little ninja home anyway.
That's ninja private. Oh, whatever. I'll show you my badge later.
Of course you will, Dollface.
You best skedaddle, Sammy. I'll help you get her out of here. Well, she's gonna need a moment to recharge after being hooked up to a remote connection like that.
Ray?
Yep, Sammy?
What do you think I should do with her?
I don't think it's up to you. That's for that there singer to decide.
But she's just a machine.
Oh, you know that ain't true, Sammy. Get on.
Hello! I am Oscar from Oscar's Robots Junkyard Emporium, and I want you to come down to buy my robot parts. We have a great selection of imported robot parts waiting for new owners, like this all-purpose cleaning laser. Oscar's Robots Junkyard Emporium is safe for the whole family. Don't worry. Hello, American child!
You're 28.
That is adorable! What do you have here? Oh, God, is that a thermal detonator? Nothing to worry about! Come on down! Our parts are safe and everything works!
Kill all humans.
Kill all humans with great savings! All of our parts are cheap, some of our robots are free! are for cleaning and fun. So come on down to Oscar's Robot Junkyard Emporium and buy my robots.
Death bots!
Not to worry, they are not death bots. They are fun bots. And remember, at Oscar's Robot Junkyard Emporium, all sales are final.
A subsidiary of Kinks Incorporated.
Who goes there?
Don't you recognize me, Sammy? It's your favorite robot.
Seth? Why aren't you in the kitchen? A dark alleyway is no place for something that's special engineered to touch and hug.
I'm not your cuddlebot anymore, Sammy. A severe lack of cuddling has caused me to malfunction, and I am now special engineered to search and kill.
What?
Oh, Sammy.
There's only one thing to do to stop him from taking over the world.
What are you saying?
You need to take out my central processing unit. It's everything I am, and the blueprints for everything that could be. Destroy it.
No! No, you can't make me do that, Desiree. I love you.
I never meant for this to happen, Sam. I'm sorry.
You know who I am?
Of course. Who else sobs in the dressing rooms after every one of my performances?
Me.
I've always enjoyed your support, from a safe distance.
Desiree,
I know. You're my biggest fan, which is why I need you to do this. Let this end. Set me free.
Desiree, I don't understand.
Bedroom eyes and melody, roses on the stage. They're little more and nothing less than an empty gilded cage. There was more to this than meets the eye. to do this. Help me, let me go.
Do you have any idea what things were like before? Life had no meaning. Watching you is an inspiration, Desiree. You're more than my idol. You're a guiding light in the darkness.
I'm only a mechanical songbird, nothing more. I can never be what you want me to be. It's time that you learned that the light guiding you is your own. Help me, let me go, and let me help you live. I can't see above the sun.
Even if it kills me tonight, I'll sing above the sirens, convince them everything's alright. A thousand reasons to leave, a thousand reasons to be free.
Been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.